Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, everybody, this is the one and only Reverend Robin. I'm going to change the host song here for today. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. We worship the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are honored, as always, to be in your life, and we just thank you again for being here today. It's great news for today's world. I want to announce the special The Family Church of Jesus Christ.com. The Family Church of Jesus Christ.com is our website, or Sisters of the Lord at Yahoo.com. And so we thank you so much again for joining us. We have the co-host with us, our special Sister Sarah. Greet the people, if you would, Sister Sarah, and open in prayer, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm thankful that you guys could show up again today with us on this day five on this week. Wonderful things ahead. So I'm just going to open up in prayer. Father, we just love you. We thank you that you're with us. We thank you that you're for us. Lord, we ask that you would help us today to understand your word in a greater way. Help us to be doers of it as well, that we may walk in this earth just as Jesus did. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's TGIF, Sister Sarah, and you know, I am TGI every day. And so we just thank the Lord for each and every day. But I do love Fridays. I try not to live for certain days, but sometimes you kind of look forward to it and just relax on a Friday night. We've been having some great winds here in Oklahoma, but the trees are budding out. Everything's coming new life. It is springtime in Oklahoma of the United States of America. But Sister Sarah, I wanted to share today about God is on our side. I don't know about you, but Sarah, when I was growing up at school, I could not stand sports. And I think when they divide up into teams, like the captains would pick each person to be on their team, I usually was the last person picked. You know what I mean? And so I was like, because I never could play basketball. I wasn't tall enough. Baseball, I was pretty good, but I was so short, you know, and not a real fast runner. I liked track. Now, I did good in that. But usually no one wanted me on their team. How about you, Sister Sarah?
Yeah, I only played some sports. I did swimming, did pretty good at that, did some dance and stuff too while in school, but not a lot of stuff with like basketball or track or anything like that.
Well, we had crazy blessed gymnastics, and we had to take gym. It was a requirement to get credits, and so we had to do it. So, hey, I made it through it, but I want to talk to you that God is on my side. When you're on God's team, do you think you can lose?
Right. Come on.
Yeah, we can't lose if we're on God's side. So first I want to open up with Psalms 118, of the Psalms, verse 6. Sister Sarah, do you have that open for me?
I do. So verse 6 says, "The Lord is on my side. I am not afraid. What can people do to me?"
Amen. So can you just picture it? Here I am on God's team. Hey, baby, I'm ready. Let's kick that ball. Why would you fear anything? You're going to plow through everyone. You're going to walk through your enemies, the storm of life, because God, the Lord God Jehovah, fights those victories for you. He is on your side. Amen?
Amen.
What do you think about it, Sister Sarah? Come on, talk with me today, girl.
Yeah, so the Lord on my side, that means that he's for you. And, you know, it's funny you bring up sports because I remember one time when I was on the swim team and my mom would go and she would help out with, you know, the snack areas and things like that. But when it was time for my sisters and I to go up to swim in whatever our meter races were, she would come up to the sidelines and she would be the one cheering us on. She was for us. You know, when I picture someone that's for us, it's someone that has our back, someone that's right beside us. And, you know, she was cheering us on to make it to the finish, right, to complete what we're starting, which is that race. And that is what we're on. And God is for us. He's on our side, willing to help us in our time of need in this race and this life. And that's what that reminds me of.
Hallelujah, yes. And then I'm going to read Psalm 124, verse 1. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, Israel was saying. Verse 2, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. Verse 3, they said that he would have swallowed us up with a wrath and kindled against us. But you know, verse 8 says, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Wow. Da-da. Think about it. Think about it. He is our help. He is our big team player. He is the captain, if I may say so. And we just go on. He has made everything you can imagine, heaven and earth. The Lord, the name of the Lord, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Shalom, Shammah, Nisi, Sabaoth, Yahweh. He's our provider, our shield, our shepherd, our peace, our everything, the Alpha and Omega, the healer. He's everything, Sister Sarah, to us. We want to share today a great news for today's world that you can call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. And if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, the world will overtake us. And so as we trust in the Lord today, praise God, we are victorious in him. And I
want
you
hallelujah.
To read. Yes, Sister Sarah, please read Romans chapter 8 for me. Do you have that, Romans 8:31?
I do. So Romans 8, verse 31 says, what then shall we say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Ooh, tell me about it.
So it reminds me of the story of David, you know, and David, when he was under King Saul and King Saul was attacking him, David was able to withstand King Saul because the Lord was with him. We just talked about that verse in Psalm 124 where it talks about if God was not with us, we would have been overpowered. But look at everything that you've made it through because the strength of God was there fighting for you. And that is what that means to me, is that there's nothing that can come against us that we can't withstand when our Father God is with us.
Amen. And so in verse 33 through 39, let me just touch the highlights here, people. It is in Romans now we're reading, and that's Romans chapter 8. And it says, in verse 33, who can lay any charge against God's special elect? 34, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died for us. He is our righteousness. 35, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Tell me, who can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ? shall tribulation, distress, persecution, nakedness, famine. 36. It is written, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. But in all these things, we are more. Listen to me here, people. Are you down, depressed? You are more than a conqueror through him that loved us. Are you sick? Trust in the healer, Jehovah Rapha, through Jesus Christ, who bore and took all those stripes. In verse 38, read it, Sarah, 38 and 39.
Yeah, 38 and 39. For I am convinced, right? Convinced, meaning you're not looking to the left or the right, but you're sure of what you're believing, that neither death nor life nor angels nor heavenly rulers nor things that are present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in creation, so nothing at all, you guys, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Whoa, nothing, not even the devil. I have people, Sister Sarah, that call me and say, the devil is just running all over me. He is destroying everything in my life. Who is God? What are you standing on? Jesus said in Luke 10:19, I have given you all power and authority. That's one of my favorite texts there. All power and authority over the enemy. He says, nothing by any means, any way, nothing in this earth can hurt you. You are a child of God. Again, God is on my side. God is for you. Praise the Lord. Listen to me here. 1 Timothy 6:17. Don't forget to comment now and write to us and check in with us. 1 Timothy 6:17, charge them that are rich in this world that they not be high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Don't trust in the money. Don't trust in man. Don't trust in this world system. But it is the living God who gives us richly all, Sister Sarah, say all things.
All things.
To enjoy. All things. That's our loving God who is on our side. If God is for us, who can be against us? It's in Romans 8:31 says, who, the Jehovah God, the maker of this world. Oh, please turn your life over to the Father God in the light as he is in the light. Walk in his love that never fails. You can do it. We are praying for you. Just get a Bible. Go online and pull up the Bible. Go to a church, a believing church of salvation of Jesus Christ, and talk to the pastor. Contact us. You have many ways to get help today. And we just encourage you again, back on Psalms 118:6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Sister Sarah, we got a little less than 90 seconds. Please put in your thoughts here for me.
Yes, I just want to close with verse Psalms 121, verses 5 through 8. Remember, the Lord is on your side, so this is what he does because he's on your side. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect you in all you do, now and forevermore.
Ooh, did you hear those words? That's the word of God. He does not lie. He loves you. And the last scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whosoever believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the one and only Reverend Robin and the one and only Sister Sarah saying have a blessed weekend. We look to being with you on Monday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I worship you.